and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM Chartsomania. I am Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Nikki.
And I'm Jay.
And we are grateful to be broadcasting to you across the unceded ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people from the city colonially labeled as Vancouver.
Woohoo, we're here.
Big charts day today.
Big charts day. Guess what?
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 2 hour?
2 hour.
2 hour show.
Extra long episode.
Making up for lost time. I wasn't here last week due to my illness, but I've healed.
You were too sick for us.
Yeah, too sick, too up. Cool.
Minecraft. Were lost.
I was in my room and sweaty, but now I'm here and I am normal amounts of damp.
Yeah, normal amounts of sweat for B today, the fallen soldier that has risen again.
Nature just has this way of healing, I think.
Yeah.
healing is done through music, and that's what we're really good at doing, so.
How about
the idea of going to 2 hours is that maybe we could maybe get through more than like 10 songs and not just argue about things the entire time, which is really, really fun. But there's a lot of charts on these charts.
Right now, we can play you even more new music
and
can
beef about it for one additional hour.
Yeah, so much beef in the stew today.
Yes,
just you wait.
And every day,
big chilling in the stew today. That's just how we do it on Chartsomania. We bring you the charts and we bring you the beef sometimes.
What's up? What's up, Jay?
Do you wanna introduce our first
song? Oh, are we starting off with the Tank Jr. track that I crave? So I want everyone to know that Nikki and I discovered this album late one night after a cook sesh.
Yeah.
And we were both really tired and really our brains really hurt. But
sometimes you just want to browse Spotify and the like esoteric furry artists.
It's really exciting. I am very excited to get into this track. Let's go for it. What's the name of this track? I don't remember which one I picked.
The World From Me.
Let's go for it.
And we'll play a few more too, but we'll talk about those after. We got lots. Yeah.
but it rains all the late fees. Did you get the payment? We had an arrangement. We don't want to watch the news, we just read statements. Yeah, do you want to pour in the room? Are you gonna back that shit up?
With
What? Yeah, it's Chartsomania.
Chartsomania, CITR 101.9 FM.
What did we just hear, Jay?
Well, we heard that The World From Me by Tank Jr. That great song. We heard that new 100 Gex, too. Guess what?
Geckerton.
New 100 Gex. Hollywood Baby. Single. Album soon.
My Face When I'm a Little Hollywood Baby. I really like that song. I like the kind of newer sound. I don't know. I think it's pretty chill. I was listening to it before I came here and dancing around my room a little bit, and I felt pretty gecky.
It sounds like some Blink 182, but like in the best way possible.
No, I get what you're saying completely.
But like in a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
If Blink 182 were good.
Okay.
You're mad.
I did a 2-hour show today, and I am choosing healing and peace.
Well, the beef might already be started.
You, yes, you can't say these things. It's my birthday, Jay.
Yeah.
Sorry, are you a fan?
I'm a fan.
We're not doing this. Gex are great.
Gex. Laura is great, and Laura's vocals on that song were pretty great.
Yeah, I think that song, I liked it a decent amount more than the other Gex EP that came out recently. It's not that I really just want them to do 1,000 Gex over and over again for the rest of their career, but I think they need to stay in their dang lane. And
I like that they're leaning more into like the, I don't even know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying as long as they're doing what they're good at.
Yeah.
And Laura, Les, is so fine and hot.
So, so, so very fine. I'm very excited for when we go to the concert.
Flip that mic over. There you go.
Yeah, we had the mic set up a little weird. But I'm very excited for the concert. Very excited to see Laura. Excited to see Machine Girl as well. That will be very fun. Peony Forum in Vancouver.
Yeah. Well, oh my God.
What were you
going to
say? You like them a lot, don't you?
I'm a big gecker.
I'm also.
Who isn't these days?
Yeah.
Hey, what about that first track?
That first track?
Thoughts on the first track,
Jay? The
World
For Me? I like that song quite a bit.
Yeah, actually. I mean, the rest of the album doesn't sound like exactly like that. There's definitely, like, I don't know. I mean,
it's very
this is a term of endearment, but
very,
honestly,
very,
that whole album sounds so cringe. Like, in the best possible way, it makes me feel like I'm 13 again. Just because of, like, everything about, like, the way the synths are patched.
It's very primal. And very, like, lowbrow.
Yeah,
but
it's
so
deep
good.
In my source code. So I
it really
love it.
Hits you right in the
right in the noggin. And yeah. I mean, the sample choice on that song is excellent, I think.
There's some funny really samples along the way
for
in
sure.
that album.
Yeah, I do
shout
really
out
enjoy
Tank Jr.
Tank Jr., the second top track on Tank Jr.'s Spotify account is the Ravecore remix of
We Like to Party,
which is always gives me a headache.
Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
We've also heard that Front Stoop number 2. I'm going to say this wrong. By Nicholas Kyrgyzovich.
Let's hope that's right. Sorry, Nicholas. if it wasn't.
Shout out.
But I was a big enjoyer of that one too. That was the last one we heard.
Yeah, that one was pretty fun.
It's very different energy, but I liked it a lot.
It made me want to like skip and hop around, which for one at UBC, we should normalize skipping because it's a more efficient way of getting around campus and much faster. And I think everyone should do that, and they should do it to that song.
Agreed.
I love hopping and skipping.
Normalize frolicking.
Yeah, you should frolic around campus today.
Frolicking is good for your mental
health. Or just back home after work or whatever you're doing today. Just take a little bit of time to frolic.
Exactly.
Well, especially while you're listening to Chartsomania. I mean, you never know what will hit you with next, so it could be a fun song like that and then something a little wild after, but that's the fun of frolicking. You never know what's
yeah.
next.
Yeah, carefree whimsy.
Exactly. Well, we got more tunes.
More music.
More tunes. We had lots of new music come out in the past week, including new Kalayla album. And a new Live album, too.
Huge win for fans of tunes. I guess we're kind of out of the, like, January slump a little bit.
Yeah, though. I think everyone's finally releasing stuff.
Yeah, what's with people not releasing music in the turn of the new year?
I don't know. I just have no idea.
January is a very bleak month.
Can
you blame them?
It's such a statement to release an album on, like, January 1st. I think more people should do that.
What albums would be improved if they were released on January 1st?
None.
Well, I don't think they would be improved, but it's cool when it happens.
I've got one for you.
Since I left you.
The Heist by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
I didn't even know that. Okay. Well, I guess really it doesn't matter when it's released. If the music's bad or good.
Yeah. Well, our next three songs are all Macklemore.
No, oh, just no, kidding. No, they're not. They're not.
I lied, sorry.
What is coming up
what
next,
we do
though.
Have for you, though.
Sorry about that.
We have Bruises by Kalayla off her new album, Raven. We got Avoidance by Sun Glaciers off their record, Subterranea.
Yes, Sun Glaciers.
I like that one.
I also do. And we also got Reset by Liv off her new record, Girl and the Half Pearl. So we'll hit you with those, and then we'll be right back.
That really
back.
Rolls off the tongue.
It does. I hope she'll get out of that pearl. And
Girl and the Half Pearl?
Yeah,
Girl
and I the hope half she pearl. Can maybe get out of there someday. Out of the Half Pearl. Prayers up for her.
All right, we'll hit you with those, and we'll be right back.
Stepping up for me, baby.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Hello. Hello,
hello. Hello.
We are back.
Whoa.
I really like that last track. I really like the backing kind of just sounds and stuff with that.
I've
one.
Got
it's
a
groovy.
I might have to rant and rave about Liv.
Well, let's hear it.
What if first you ID'd the tracks we just heard?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I was going to do. Yeah, we got Bruises by Kalayla, her new record, Raven. We got that Avoidance by Sun Glaciers. They're awesome.
Glaciers of the Sun. But
on their record, Subterranea. And we got Reset by Liv.
Yeah, girl, I really like that one, pearl. That Reset.
Girl in the Half Pearl.
I'm a big Liv enjoyer. We just had Kiana here, and she's also a very big Liv enjoyer.
Well, tell us all about Liv.
I have been for years, but I keep saying she's bringing, like, neo-soul back. It's like if Erykah Badu kept releasing music. That's always the comparison. I mean, Erykah Badu does release music, but I mean, like, I don't know. If she released more music and was more experimental.
It's definitely very fresh, I would say. And I also like those little drum breaks throughout. I very much enjoy that. And it's nice to hear a drum break that isn't like compressed into the stratosphere by a breakcore producer, and instead have it sound
kind of natural,
like
different.
Nice drums.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
I would say it's a refreshing song. I really, really enjoyed that one. And I'm excited for the more tunes that we're going to bring to your ears. You're listening to Chartsomania CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
That's
we also
what
had,
you're listening to.
We had that Sun Glaciers, too. We got anything to say about that Sun Glaciers?
When the sun is... Glacier.
You saw Sun Glaciers live, did you not?
I did see Sun Glaciers live. I had a bit of an interesting evening. I was out in the cold at a different show, and the vibrations were not my most favorite. So I bailed and went to Redgate, and when I got there, Sun Glaciers was on, and I felt so much better instantaneously. It was really great. And then I listened to all of their recorded music, and it all sounded really good.
Well, thank you, Sun Glaciers,
thank
for bringing
Sun
our
Glaciers.
Good friend B happiness
you
in
saved
her
me
time
that
of
night.
Struggle.
Yeah, it was brutal. But you brought me back to reality. Thank you. Shouts go out. When the sun is... in a glacier?
Whoa!
How can it get in there? Wouldn't it be
what?
Too cold?
I don't even know. It's getting out of hand with these liberals nowadays. It's crazy. With the
liberals are behind
and
everything.
Glaciers and a wheel of cheese up in the sky that they're calling the moon. It's really out there nowadays.
I have a brief mention. When dear listener, when you make your radio show and when you come on Chartsomania. And you're looking for CanCon to play in the second half of your two-hour set, and you're looking on Bandcamp,
don't
get excited because I'm trying to find, like, nice CanCon that's new and was released this week, but, like, I'm scrolling through the tags, and it's just, like, here's the Cuphead soundtrack and also, like, Godspeed You Black Emperor, and, like, these bands definitely aren't new, and, like, I'm pretty sure they're definitely also not Canadian. So Bandcamp, this is a call out. I challenge you to a duel.
They're like half Canadian. They're from Montreal.
Oh. Okay, well, Cuphead?
Cuphead?
Cuphead inhabits a cartoon.
I don't know who made that soundtrack.
Playing soundtracks on the radio is a pretty crazy move. And in our dining hall, they often play soundtracks. Or it's a TikTok radio station, I believe, Stingray. And they play the Stranger Things intro occasionally, so that's not something new to me because I'm familiar with that station and personally love trying to eat my dinner and listening to the Stranger Things soundtrack, feeling like something horrible is brewing, really menacing.
They really should just play Chartsomania.
They really should
101.9
on
FM.
Repeat all the time.
All the time in the Orchard Commons dining hall.
Hopefully, they will. This is also a call out to Orchard Commons. We have to also duel.
Residence life manager.
I've been training.
Can I call him up by name and be like, duel me?
I don't necessarily know. Name your weapon. I choose saber.
I choose extra large window.
Oh, you didn't say it. Okay.
I didn't say it.
Okay. Any other tunes?
We've got two pretty new tunes.
Holy moly.
Guess what? They're new.
What?
But we've got some Andy Schaaf.
Andrew.
Wow. He serenaded me on my walk here in my ears and my headphones, and I'm excited to hear his sweet voice again.
Oh my God. He's doing an AMA right now.
Yeah, tune in. r/indieheads. Tune in to the Andy Schaaf AMA. Got any questions for Chartsomania favorite, the Schaafster.
Our favorite Canadian boy.
Yeah.
And also, we got that new Yola Tango, too.
Yes!
So we got Wasted on You by Andy Schaaf.
Oh, that's the song I was listening to. It's such a pretty song.
Well, you'll hear it. And also, Miles Away by Yola Tango off their new record, This Stupid World. So we'll get those to you in one schmeckend.
We are delivering them.
Delivering. They're in transit right now.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Before I go to sleep, I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
was all my love wasted on you. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Just aggressively turned on those microphones.
Yeah, I thought you were going to take a bite out of that microphone. Like I was taking a bite out of those
yummy French fries.
Cold French fries in the hallway. Keep my radio voice tight and ready to go.
Shout out Flavor Lab, cheap food.
Shout out Flavor Lab. Put a little less salt next time.
Yeah, shout out to those. I haven't tried them, but the paprika fries that Nikki
yeah,
got.
Yeah, they're very yummy.
Yum, yum, yummy.
Sustenance for radio.
This is your reminder to fuel your tummy and eat.
Yeah,
if you want
make
to
sure
eat
you
yummy.
Drink a lot of water, eat a lot of food today.
Yum, yum, yum. That's how we do it on Chartsomania. We advocate for healthy minds and healthy bodies. That's like car seat headrest reference that some out there might get.
Me when I eat food and it is a car seat headrest reference.
Me when I try to quit smoking.
And it is, okay.
And
hey.
I love you.
And I love you. What was that last track?
We just heard, that Miles Away by Yola Tango. That was a very chill track. I feel like I should listen to this album as I doze off.
Yeah.
It might surprise me, though. Who knows?
The thing about me is that if you put a synthesizer with, like, a lot of reverb and then put, like, minimal drums,
You'll like it?
I will like the track.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
I second that, B. I also completely agree with that opinion.
Yeah, that song kind of sounds like being like in a pool when the lights are off and the water is just like water is illuminated.
Oh yeah,
below.
Like the light
and
from
you just
under.
Get to float.
Yeah, and you're just floating and no one else is around. In
that's
the
very accurate, actually.
I'd be scared of sharks though.
Yeah, glass shark, made out of glass.
I'm a big enjoyer of that kind of genre of music. I feel like Joji's Slow Dancing in the Dark kind of embodies that.
Yeah, Joji's definitely going for more of that chill vibe.
Yeah.
Definitely borrowing, I don't know, if anything, maybe just production technique from like dream pop.
Yeah, that kind of like ballad, like levitation kind of music where it's like nighttime, you know, the pool thing we were describing. I'm a big enjoyer of that genre.
Yeah, he's definitely spearheading the whole, like, really, like, chill hip-hop wave. And he has such a great voice, too.
Man. Okay.
He does!
No, I know.
I'm on
know.
Team J this time.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah,
you were very passionate about it. It sounded nice.
I've been a Joji enjoyer for, like, 6 years, but I wouldn't say his voice is the best part of his music. I'd say it's more the production, the idea, the lyrics. Like his actual vocals, I don't think are amazing.
I really like his falsetto.
Yeah, it hits sometimes, but sometimes there are some songs where it's like, oh God.
Yeah, it's true. He did come from humble beginnings, so. But hopefully, as things go forward, Joji will become even better.
A household name.
Yeah, the new album kind of disappointed me, but Nectar was really good. I think he could cook something up.
I agree. I really don't like that kind of dissolve like sound. I really did not like that track. But I saw him in September when he came to UBC, actually, and it was really, really cool.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I should have gone.
Yeah, you so should have gone. Well, Nikki and I did go to the Smashing Pumpkins together. And
yeah, that was
with
really
our
fun.
Other friend named Jay, and it was really, really fun. Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, shout out Jay.
Wow, thanks.
Shout out Jay and the other Jay and all the other Jays out there listening.
Yeah, all those Jays out there.
Shout out to you guys. Well, what music are we going to get into next?
We Jay, got some interesting stuff.
Or this Jay that's here right now.
We got that Blue Fairy by Two Shell, and
yes, Two Shell.
Want to talk about that one?
Okay. I don't want to sound like a complete dork, but Instagram.com has introduced me. I don't live in New York. I actually live in Vancouver. Fun factoid, but
yeah, that's not the same place.
Yeah, it isn't. But I do follow a lot of DJs who live in New York and post a lot of really, really, really good memes on the internet, and sometimes after their sets they say, wow, Two Shell is really good, and I think they have a lot to offer. I think there's a lot of great influence. I hear a lot of Daft Punk in their music, and there's just a lot of good vibes. I'm very excited about this new release. I remember driving way too fast in my automobile this summer listening to Two Shell, and I'm glad there's new new hotness out. So I'm let's excited. Get into it.
We got new Two Shell. We got Smoke in My Lungs by Zenon. We also have Charity Case, TJ Felix, new track.
TJ.
Hardest working Felix. Musician in Vancouver. Honestly.
For real. Like, shout out Eris.
Has there been a week where there has not been new TJ Felix? Like this year?
The dedication.
Yeah. And it's all good too. That's the craziest part.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get those to you in one moment.
Yum.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Can't swim if shark infest the waters. Can't swim if shark infest the waters.
Get ready, everyone. Hold on to your nipples. I'm going to push the button. Get ready, everyone. Yes, I'm going to push. I'm going to do it. Here we go.
Entering hyperspeed.
We'll be right back.
I can't wait to do that again.
Hey, we fibbed.
We lied. We may have lied.
Yeah, there's a bit of a student radio moment happening. Get excited for a really cool fill-in. We fibbed about it being 2 hours, and that's okay. Cool fill-in coming, like, literally right now. Get excited.
Yippee!
Yeah, we do a little trolling. It's called We Do a Little Trolling, but you should look forward to the next show.
Yeah, we're leaving now, but you'll have lots more fun radio to listen to.
So, goodbye from Chartsomania. Goodbye, all. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Goodbye.